Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are mostly higher across the board. Only one contract right now is softer by a penny, and that's spot corn as we head for option expiration tomorrow. And, of course, farmers selling, trying to satisfy the bankers as a lot of farmers sold most of their beans last fall in that November rally. Well, today we have soybean oil penetrating the 60-cent value on the May's and July contracts, pulling beans back up to the high of the year that they tagged on Tuesday, and we're still holding together, climbing. RVOs are on everybody's tip of their tongue. Positive results from that could come from the EPA on the first week of March. Flash sales from China, nothing yet, but they could start occurring probably another week from now in March as they start getting ready to appease President Trump. Something that is being missed in all this is today in China, their corn values on the Dalian Exchange making new highs for the year, taking out their January high, while we're just sitting here dilly-dallying near the lower valuations of the year. And the last time that happened was in 2020 when that spread got wide. And guess what? China came in and bought a whole bunch of corn. Now, if they want to appease President Trump when he arrives on March 31st, wouldn't that look cute if they start buying some corn in mid-March? And the reason why the corn prices are moving higher is just not because they're just nice people over there. No, it's because they had a crop failure in harvest last year. 10% of the crop, according to the USDA, 2 weeks ago said that that crop is likely non-usable, 10%, not even for ethanol. And so they have been buying some sorghum from the U.S., about a million plus metric tons. They've been buying barley out of Australia and also some feed wheat. So corn, we'll see. So the leader today, though, is wheat, as the media is showing you pictures and evening news of fires down in Oklahoma and Kansas, Texas. The dryness is kind of a concern, along with now over in Ukraine and Russia. They had a warm spell that melted off the snow over there, and then, lo and behold, cold back on top of it again. So the shorts, option expiration on Friday, they're wanting to lighten up their exposure here on the week, and so they probably did some last week, late in the week. We'll see that on our Commitment to Traders report after Friday's close, and they're probably doing more today when you can't read it other than by open interest. Currently, we have the Chicago March wheat up 11.5 cents, 558.5. They're rolling to May. May's up 13 cents, 565.5. Over in Kansas, March up 10.5, 561.5. They're rolling to the May contract up 11, 572.75. Minneapolis, same thing. March up 6, 580. May up 7.25, 592.25. The new crop September is up 5.5 at 621. And of course, the farm forum this morning, you've heard corn acreage of about 94 million acres, bean acres at 85 million acres. Basically, corn acres is down 3.8 million acres. The bean acres are up 3.8 million acres. But where's the rice and cotton going to go? We'll have to see. They did use 183 bushel to the acre on corn and 53 bushel to the acre on soybeans for their carryouts. New crop carryout will be lower than this year because demand will be still strong. And that 183 bushel on 94 million acres lowers that carryout a bit. But you wouldn't know it watching corn today. March down a penny, 426. May down a quarter, 436.5. July up a quarter, 445. December up a half, 461.5. And courtesy of bean oil, beans are higher by 5.75 cents on the March contract, 1139.25. May gaining 5.25, 1154.25. November new crop up a quarter at 1116.75 cents. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle futures higher on the live cattle, softer on the feeder cattle. Live cattle box beef up is showing a gain today of $1.30 on choice, 365.10. Select up 5 cents, 360.80. Meanwhile, the feeder index up 90 cents, 376.92. You wouldn't know it the way the feeders are trading, but currently Feb cattle up 82 cents, 247.42. The Fed Cattle Exchange had some cattle go out at 249. April cattle up 75 cents, 243.27. June gaining 45 cents, 238.87 on the feeders. March down 15 cents, 370.42. April off 12, 367.87, lower by 22 cents on the May contract, 364. And on those fall calves, August down 52 cents, 368.40, 363.47. You wish 368. 363.47. November down a dollar, 354.77. Hogs, though, gaining today. April up 90 cents, 93.45. June up 60 cents, 107.20. In the metals, we have gold April down $11, 4,998.90. Silver for the March contract down 3 cents, up 5 cents, 77.65 as they're moving quickly. The dollar index continues to climb up 16 cents, 97.78. Bitcoin, February contract up $585, $66,935. And crude oil on the energy data out this morning, lower crude oil numbers, lower supplies on distillants, and lower supplies on gasoline. Crude oil higher on that. And, of course, they're staring over at Iran. Are you going to behave or not? President Trump says he's ready to move probably in 10 days. April gold up $1.37, $66.42. April gasoline up 3¼ cents a gallon, $2.38¾, while diesel fuel gaining 7 cents a gallon at $2.50. Any questions on livestock risk protection insurance or the upcoming sign-up period for crop revenue insurance? Maybe you're not quite happy with your insurance guy. We can give you a lot of deep detail for your operation. Give us a try. HeartlandInvest.com is the phone numbers are there. 701-222-0221. Thank you for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider us carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.